Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Ayin Gimel. We will begin on Daf Ayin Beis, on the Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. In our previous Shi'ur, we had learned the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who had taught us that if somebody has relations with Yevimtoi, with the woman that he's supposed to do Yibim with, when she is a Nida, because he got confused, the halacha is he's potter from a Chiyuv Chatas, because, as we discussed, in our previous shiur, he's in the category of a Toi B'dvar Mitzvah. And the Gemara was seeking, at the end of our previous shiur, a source from where Rabbi Yochanan would take that such a situation is indeed considered a Toi B'dvar Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, the source for Rabbi Yochanan's psak is Rabbi Yishua the Truma. The Tanan, Hayoich v'Truma v'Koyim was eating Truma, and then he finds out there's a ben grusha and chalutza, and therefore he's a cholol. And of course, a cholol has a din of a zar who may not eat truma. Rabbi Lezer says he's chayiv karam v'chaymish. He's no different than any zar who ate truma b'shoygig. He has to pay karam v'chaymish. Rabbi Shua paiter. Rabbi Shua says he's a tar b'dvar mitzvah. He thought that he's a kohen. And there's a mitzvah for Kahanim to eat Truma. And therefore, since he's considered a Tav B'dvar Mitzvah, he's potter from Karban Chaimish. Even though there is no specific time when one must eat Truma. It's similar to a relationship with his Yevama. And still, the Rishu considers him a Tav B'dvar Mitzvah. The Ritva points out that the entire discussion here about this individual who thought he was a kohen and then discovered he wasn't a kohen, that the halacha is that is he chayiv, is he not chayiv, is only when he had reason to be believed that maybe he's not a kohen. But if he had an individual who had no reason to suspect that he's not a kohen, and he ended up eating truma and then discovering that he's not a kohen, such an individual is certainly in the category of an oinus, and there would be no discussion. Says the Gemara, why is that considered a good source? Dilma, could Rabbi be Arbaya? Dilma Rabbi be Arbaya, betruma be Erev Pesach, that case is talking about on Erev Pesach, where the truma is chametz, and therefore, zman abol. It's a very busy time. Inami, or you can't bring a rye from truma, shani truma, the ikri avoida. Eating the truma is considered an avoida. The Tanan Haya Oimer Makrif, if somebody was doing the avoida, a kohen, an individual thought he was a kohen, he was doing the avoida, the noida shu ben grusha ben chalutza, and then he discovers it's a ben grusha ben chalutza, the loch is called kabanas kulan shehikrav agabim's beich, all the kabanas that he brought improperly because he really wasn't a kohen, psulim. Rav Yishua Machshir, Rav Yishua says, no, they're kosher. Verminin, and we explained, my time to Rav Yishua, what is the reasoning for Rav Yishua? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha to Shevet Levi, the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Cheloi Ufoyel Yodav Tirtza. And what we learn from this is that Foyel Yodav, whatever he did, even when he didn't think it's an Avoida, Tirtza. So the question is, even if somebody eats Truma there, and he wasn't supposed to, as we said, he has to pay Karen V'chaymish. The cases that we're discussing in our shiur about Tar B'dvar Mitzvah are regarding the Chiyuv of Chatas. So how are we learning the halacha regarding Chiyuv Chatas from a situation of Karen V'chaymish? So Chaim Oizer in Chayla Gimel Simen Pei Gimel, Ois Beis explains that the point is that from here we see that when you did an Aveira under the circumstances of a Tar B'dvar Mitzvah, it's not considered an Aveira. So it doesn't really make a difference what is the particular punishment. Is it a Karmen Chattis? Is it Karen V'choymish? The bottom line is, it's not considered an Aveira. So we see that it's considered an Avoida. And therefore, and with the Evid, if he did it, it's fine. How are we bringing a Raya from that to our case? Answers the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Truma Hechi Ikra Avoida, where do we find the Truma is considered an Avoida? The Tanya Masra of Tarfin Shleba Amis Lebesa Medrish. The Tarfin didn't come one night to Yeshiva. The Shach's Matra of Gamaliel, the next morning Gamaliel finds him, Amaloy, and he asks him, Neymab Lebesa Amis Lebesa Medrish, why didn't you come yesterday to Yeshiva? Amaloy, Avoida Avarati. So he responded, I was busy doing the Avoida. Amaloy called Varacha, and I'll tell me what you're saying doesn't make any sense. Vicha Avoida Bismana Zer Minayim. At the time of Tarfin was after the Churban Abayis, and there was no more Avoida. Amaloi, so he responded, Hareu Oimer, Avoidus Matana Etinus Kanaschav Azar Karav Yumas. Osa Achilus Truma, Kavoida Begvulin, the eating the Truma is like an Avoida, Bebeis Amigdosh. And therefore, that's indeed what happened. I was eating Truma, even though it was no longer a Beis Amigdosh, there was no Kabanis, there was still Truma. So we see from here, says the Sefer Be'er Yosef, that how a Kohen is supposed to approach the Avoida in the base of eating Truma. Just like, as we learned so many times, when a Kohen does the Avoida with the Karbonis, the Machshava, his Machshava has to be of the highest level. Now the Gemara is teaching us, even eating the Truma has to be similar on the highest Avoida, on the highest level. So our Gemara taught us, Baruch Hashem Cheloi or Pile Yad of Tirzah. And the way to understand the word Cheloi is like Chalolov, that even somebody who is a Chalol, if he did the Avoida Pile Yad of Tirzah, the Avoid is okay if he did it under the misimpression that he was a Kayin when he actually wasn't a Kayin. So the question that was asked to the Chibina Rav in Chelik, in the Shas Chubas Tavim Misharim, Chelik Aleph Simim Mem Zayin, is if you have an individual who, again, mistakenly assumed that he was a Kohen and was becoined by Pinyan Aben, and he took the money and then he discovers that he isn't a Kohen, must he return the money that he received as a Kohen by the Pinyan Aben? Or do we say, as our Gemara says, that it, just like if he did the Avoida B'dievid when he was under the misimpression that he was a Kohen, the Avoida is fine, so too will be the Halacha by the Pinyan Aben. So he quotes the Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideya, Simen Shin Hei, Sif Katan Hei, that quotes the Sefer El Yad Elio, that says that of course the Bechayrim have to do a Pinyan Aben another time. All these Bechayrim who use this Kayin, who then discover that he's really not a Kayin, must redo the Pinyan Aben. But the Pesachei Tshuva doesn't discuss, again, the question, does the Kohen who received the money improperly have to give back the money? So the Chibina Rav wants to say that it may be dependent on why indeed, or from where indeed, do we learn that if a Kohen did the Avoida when he really was Ben Grusha Bechalutza, the Avoida is kosher. One source is from what we learned in our Gemara, where the Pasuk said, the Gemara quoted, Baruch Hashem Cheloi Ufoil Yod of Tirza. But that's only regarding Avoida, not regarding Pinyan Aben. But he says, there's another limud. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Uvas al Koyna Shiyib Yom Mehem. The Pasuk is speaking about that whoever we consider as a Kayin is a Kayin under all circumstances. So he says that the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Migdash Perek Vav Halacha Yud says that the source for this halacha is Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So if indeed the source for this halacha is Baruch Hashem Cheloi, which speaks specifically, as we just learned in the Gemara, to Avoida, so then only by an Avoida will we say that the Kohen who did the Avoida when he was under the misimpression that he was indeed a full-fledged Kohen, there the halacha will be that he doesn't have to do it over when he discovers his mistake. Pinyan Aben, which is not Avoida, he paskins clearly, and I saw that so too was the psak of Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, that this Bechor, who had a Pinyan Aben by this type of a Kohen, would have to do the Pinyan Aben again, and furthermore, the Kohen would have to return the money. So we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody shechted a Karan Pesach on Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos, with the intention that it should be eaten by individuals, shloi lo'oichlov, that are unable to eat a kezias of the carbon, his chayef chattis. And because such a situation, the Karan Pesach may not be brought on Shabbos. Ask the Mara, pshita, obviously this is the halacha. Kivin the hasa and pasul, just like we learned the masecht in previously on daf samach aleph amar aleph, that if somebody shechs a karm paisach shloi la'ich of its pasul. So here, if you did such a shechita on Shabbos, you're obviously chayiv chatas. Answers the Gemara. I mishum the tani seifa, because we're going to learn in the later part of the Mishnah, that if your kavana was la'ichlov, shloi la'ichlov, it was a mixed machshava, that there you won't be chayiv chatas potter. So the Mishnah taught us the reverse case, tanaresha, where it was only shloi la'ichlov chayiv, even though it doesn't represent the chiddush. But ask the Gemara, that case also, v'anami pshita, when you had this machshava of la'ichlov and la'ichlov, is obviously that you're not chayv chattis. Shem the hasa kosher, haven't we learned on Dav Samach Aleph that if you brought a carbon under such carbon pesach under such circumstances, the carbon is kosher? So of course, if it's kosher, if you did such a shechita on Shabbos, you're potter. Says the Gemara, that indeed is not the chiddush. The chiddush is shachta shloy l'shma b'Shabbos, because we wanted to teach the halacha. If you shechted the carbon pesach shloy l'shma on Shabbos, you chayv chattis. That's why we also taught the case of Tanadami Shloi La'achlov. But ask the Gemara, if you shech the Karm Pesach Shloi L'shma, it's obviously possible. And if it's, since it's obviously possible, if you did so on Shabbos, it'd be Chayiv Chattis. So Vihi Gufal Amali, why did the Mishnah have to teach us that halacha? Answers the Gemara, because the Mishnah wanted to teach us the Machloikis, the Shem Deboila Fluk, to teach the machloikus of Rav Eliezer and Yeshua, where somebody shechted on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, a carbon, l'shem Pesach. Rav Yeshua said under certain circumstances, he's considered a tabet v'amitzvah. Rav Eliezer says not. That case indeed represents something new, which we haven't learned previously, and therefore all the other cases that are cited in the Mishnah, even though they don't actually represent any chiddush, were cited as well. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna bar Chanina lebrei. Kazas kamei de Rav Zeika. When you come to Rav Zeika, boim, and they ask him the following question. L'divrei ayma mekalkel b'chabur repotam. All malachos and Shabbos have to be done as a constructive, in a constructive manner. A malacha that's done in a destructive manner is not considered a malacha. If that's the case, we just quoted the Mishnah that taught us that Shachla is Shloi La'achlov. If you brought the Karm Pesach Shloi La'achlov, the halacha is that you chayiv a chattis for Chil Shabbos. But the question is, why are you chayiv chattis for Chil Shabbos? Matikain, what have you accomplished? What positive accomplishment do you have here that you should be chayiv chattis? Answers the Gemara, what you've accomplished is Imola La Yardu. The halacha is, as we're going to learn in Masechta Zvachim and Mitzvashem, that pay dollar amar aleph, that kabbonis, that many kabbonis, that apostle, if you put the carbon on the mizbeach, which of course you shouldn't have had done, the halacha is im olu lo yardu, and that's what you accomplished here, that the carbon is to some degree able to be put on the mizbeach. If it was put on the mizbeach, it remains there. But ask the Gemara, Shachtai, we continue learning the Mishnah, that if you shechted on Shabbos, the Karm Pesach, and then Erev Pesach, Shabbos Erev Pesach, and then Nimtza Bal Mum, it turns out that this animal is a Bal Mum, Yechayiv, for Chil Shabbos. But again, the question is my tikkun, and there the halacha is that if the animal you brought as a carbon was put on the Mizbeach, the halacha is Im Olu Yerdu, they can't be left on the Mizbeach. Answers the Gemara, Tikkun Bedukin Shaba'ayin. We're talking about that the mum that this animal had was a cataract. Valiba de Rekiva, and our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rekiva, the Omar, that says that even though normally if you put a carbon on the Mizbech that was by mum, the Loch is im Olu Yerdu, by cataract, Tukkun Shaba'ayin, im Olu Yerdu, so that's what you accomplished. But ask the Gemara, what about the case of Shachtoi that our Mishnah discusses? The Nimtz is Trefa B'Seser, and it turns out that the animal's a Trefa, you potter from Chiv Chattis, because you had no way of knowing that when you shechted the animal, you had no way of knowing that the animal's a Trefa. But obviously, Habegoli, if it was obvious that the animal's a Trefa, you'd be Chayiv. But the Kasha is, the question is, Matikin, what have you accomplished with that shechita that you should be chayiv for Chil Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, Tikin loitzi midei nevela. When you shech that animal, the animal, even though it turns out that it's a trefa and it may not be eaten, you have accomplished that it's not an avela. And the difference between a treif and an avela is that both may not be eaten, and both are posel for kabaris, and both im olu yerdu. However, a treifa is not metame. And therefore, shechting an animal, even though you know it's a treifa, accomplishes that it doesn't have a tumas novela. And therefore, there is an accomplishment in this shechita of the animal that's a treifa that it doesn't no longer will give off the tumas novela. Ask the Gemara, Maskel Ravina, Hadu Tanya, the Braisa says, Hashoichet chatas b'shabes v'chutz. If somebody shechts a karm chatas on Shabbos outside the Azara, and he had in mind avoid the Zara, his chayv lo shol shchotus. He has three averis: chil Shabbos, shchitus kachin b'chutz, and shchita l'avoid the Zara. But the aloch is that avoid the Zara is metama. So if avoid the Zara is metama, what have you accomplished with the shchita of this animal that you should be chayiv for chil Shabbos? Ma tikein? Answers the Gemara, Amar Avira, what you accomplished is Moitzi Midei Evi Menachai. The animal is Tomei. The animal, of course, may not be eaten, but you've accomplished that it's no longer Evi Menachai, and a goy may eat it now, because a goy may not eat Evi Menachai. But now that the animal is not alive anymore, it's no longer Evi Menachai, and therefore that's considered an accomplishment. And as the Minchas Chinuch points out, from our Gemara we see that when we're looking for something to be considered, that I did something positive, that it should be considered an act of Chil Shabbos, if all that I accomplished is that a non-Jew should be able to have benefit, that also is considered a benefit. Once the Gemara point out the Achroinim, gave this last teretz, that accomplishing, that it's no longer Eivim Menachai, is considered an accomplishment, so now all the other Terutzim, they point out that the Gemara mentioned earlier of different scenarios of what are considered accomplishment no longer need to be identified as that, because we have always, as long as it's Eivim Menachai, it's considered an accomplishment. So we learned in the Mishnah that if somebody shechted a Karim Pesach, and then he discovered that when he had shechted the Karim Pesach, all of the people who had registered for this Karim Pesach had unregistered, or that all the people who had registered for this Karim Pesach had passed away. All the people who had registered for this Karim Pesach became Tomei. He's still Potter from Karmachatas, Meneshe Shochat Brishos. When he shechted it, he didn't know, and he did the right thing in shechting it. The halacha is that if a Karmachatas, Shemei Subalov, if a Karmachatas, the owner, passed away, or in the Skapru Balov, somebody was Mechuyev a Karmachatas, and he designated an animal as a Karmachatas, and he lost the animal. So he brings a different animal as a Karmachatas, and then the first animal, the original animal, is discovered. The halacha is that the animal that is now here, because for whatever reason, because the owner passed away, or because the owner had a kapara with a different animal, the halacha is that there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that Lemisa Azla. What is the halacha by an Osham? Because a very important point that we need to make is it can't be brought as a nedava, because a carbon chatos or carbon Osham could only be brought if somebody did the Avera, which the Torah says you bring that carbon for that Avera. So that by the carbon chatos, as we just said, there's a halacha l'mosh m'sinai, that it's Lemisa Azla. By carbon Osham, the right thing to do is to put it out the pasture, and after it put out the pasture, the animal gets a mum, and by becoming a mum, you sell it and you bring it as a carbon oiler. We're going to discuss what type of carbon oiler it becomes. Says the Gemara, if you took this carbon osham that the owners don't have to bring or can't bring, that we put out the pasture, and you shechtoi stam, you didn't wait until it became a balmum, you just right away brought that animal and shechted it that way, koshel oilo. Because that is really the purpose of this animal, as we said a moment ago, it's supposed to be used for carbon oilo. So what do we see from here? That even though you didn't go and designate this animal specifically that it should be a carbon oilo, the fact that it's supposed to be a carbon oila is enough that it should be valid as a carbon oila. So what do we see from here? Points out the Gemara Alma Kesavar. From here we see that obviously the halacha is, the Rav's opinion is, the loy baya kira. You don't have to officially undesignate it from being a carbon asham. It, as soon as you nitgoy l'riya, it becomes a carbon oila. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that it automatically has the potential of being a carbon oila, the halacha considers it, at least to some degree, usable as a carbon oila, so why do we have to designate it for riya? If the halacha ought to be, asked the Gemara, if you took this carbon asham, whose owners passed away, or whose owners had a kapara with a different animal, and therefore this asham cannot be brought, as we explained, for a carbon asham, and you brought it for carbon oila, it should be kosher. Ihachi asked the Gemara, kiloi mitek, even if you didn't take it for ri'iyah, it should be okay, but the evidence as a carbon oila. Answers the Gemara, the reason Chazal did not allow that to happen, that even before you did nituk, but the evidence may be used for carbon asham, because Chazal made a gzeiral acha kapara, otel fnei kapara. Chazal were concerned that if under these circumstances, I could just take it and use it for carbon oila, I may take an animal that was designated for carbon asham, that the owner did not pass away, that the owner did not use a different animal for the carbon asham, that there, obviously, the animal must be used as a carbon asham. And because the animal must be used for carbon asham, in order to avoid that anybody should make a mistake and think that an animal that was designated as a carbon asham and should be used as a carbon asham may be used as a carbon oila, so Chazal said, at the minimum, we have to have nitik l'riya. But if you don't even have nitik l'riya, it can't be used as a carbon oila. Says the Gemara Menot Temra, from where do we see that Chazal made those types of gzeira? Says the Gemara de Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Temura Daf Chof Amibes. Oshim, the case that we are discussing, Oshim Shemei Subalov, Karmel Oshim whose owners passed away, Oshim Eskapra Balov, they used a different animal. The halacha is, Yirat Shistov, we have to leave it for, let it get, become Balmum, V'imachir, and should be sold, V'imachir Damal V'dava, and should be used for Nidavas Keitz HaMizbeach. The Tanakhama says that what type of oila is this carbon asham used for? Oilas keitz mizbeach. There was a special pushka in the Beis HaMikdash where there were money put in there that they never wanted that the mizbeach should be idle for a moment. So if there was nobody bringing a carbon at any specific time, they used that money to bring oilas keitz mizbeach. Oilas that should be considered like keitz mizbeach means the dessert of the mizbeach. The mizbeach should always have, so to speak, something to eat. Rav Eleza Omer, Yomus. Rav Eleza says that an Oshem Shemei Subalov or Oshem Shneskaper Balov is treated like a Chastos Shemei Subalov or Shneskaper Balov that we mentioned a number of moments ago, Lamisa Azla. Rav Yeshua Omer, Yemach V'Yavim V'Dom Me'Oila, you bring your own private Oila. The difference between an Oilus Yochid and an Oilus Keitz HaMezbeach, which is an Oilus Tzibur, an oilas tzibur, the halacha is that there's no smicha, and the nesachim that are brought along with the carbon come from the tzibur. An oilas yochid, there's an obligation to do smicha on it, and the nesachim that come along with the carbon, this individual who's bringing the carbon has to pay for those nesachim. But the Gemara said, according to Yeshua, bedomav, that you could use the money of the carbon ashram in, that could be used to buy an oila. Avagufa, but the oilets, the animal that was designated as a carbon asham, loy, can never be used as a carbon oila. Why? The gaza la'acha kapara atlofne kapara. Chazal were concerned that if such an animal can be used for carbon oila, we may come to use even an animal that you are obligated, that was designated as a carbon asham, and you need to use as a carbon asham, and think you could use it for carbon oila. Shema mina, so this is from where we see that there's such a concept of goizrim la'acha kapara, otel fnei kapara. But what we see here, the way Rav Hun is explaining the opinion of Rav, you don't have to have a beferish akira to make it into a different kind of carbon. As long as you did nitik l'riya, that will be enough that it could be used as a carbon oila. And the Gemara is assuming that so too Rav will hold by a carbon Pesach, that even without expressly saying that this Pesach, that for whatever reason, as we're going to discuss, cannot be brought as a carbon Pesach, you don't have to expressly identify it as a carbon Shlamim. Using it, as long as it's not usable as a carbon Pesach, it automatically can be used as a carbon Shlamim without a Kira. Ask the Gemara, Eser Chizdor Afuna, is that the correct Pesach? We learned in the Mishnah, Shachtoi, if they shechted the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. V'noida, and then they discover Shemashka Ba'alas Yodam, that the owners, there were no registered owners on this carbon, or that all the owners were Tamei, or all the owners were disqualified. The halacha is that the carbon is possible. V'tanei Allah, and we learned in the Braisa, that our Mishnah was focused on Shabbos, and the focus of our Mishnah is this considered an act of Chil Shabbos. But the Braisa, in discussing this case, says, what would have been if this would have happened b'chol, if this would have happened during the weekday? Kai Gavna, the halacha is that this carbon would need to be burnt. It was a carbon, it's a carbon that's possible, and the halacha is that during the weekday, where we could burn kachim that are possible, yisarif miyad, and you don't wait. We burn it immediately. So says the Gemara, if we're going to say that the carbon Pesach that can't be brought for carbon Pesach by Akira has to be officially designated as a carbon Shlomim, hi, this animal that was not designated as a carbon Pesach is a Pesach. It still has the status of a carbon Pesach. But the owners are Rikim Dles Labam, there are no owners. For as we said, the owners are all Tamei, or the owners all went to a different carbon. And therefore, this carbon Pesach is inherently disqualified. Havle Psul Begufay, it's inherently disqualified. And the halacha is when any carbon becomes inherently disqualified, halacha Yisarif Miyad. Eli Amrit, if we're going to say that if the reason that I was able to use an animal as a carbon is no longer here, given the reasons that we gave, then loy by akira, it doesn't need to be designated expressly, explicitly for another carbon. So it becomes a shlomim. So mereisha havelei shlomim. So now it automatically became a carbon shlomim. So if it automatically became a carbon shlomim, why is it possible? If it's a weekday, we don't have a problem that it's Shabbos. The answer is because there's a new consideration. And that's B'sul Mishim Dover Acher. It's not that there's an inherent disqualification in this carbon. The disqualification is a technicality. For as we've learned, the Koshachle, the carbon Pesach, is always slaughtered after Tamat Shebein Abayim. But only, as we learned, is the carbon Pesach shechted after Tamat Shebein Abayim. All other kabbadas may not be geshlochten after Tamat Shebein Abayim. And this person shechted this animal, which really is a carbon shlomim, and a carbon shlomim, which, and therefore, he did the aveira of shechting it after the Tamat Shebein Abayim. So that's a good reason why it's disqualified. But since it's not an inherent disqualification, although it has to be disposed of, the halacha says it doesn't get disposed of immediately. The halacha is not that you yisarif miyad, that we immediately have to burn it. Rather, the halacha is tuba tzura. It's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand what tuba tzura means. Rashi explains that tuba tzura means you have to let it become possible by lina, by leaving it overnight. Taisus, other Rishonim says tuba tzura means it has to decompose. We're going to learn what Rashi's pshat. So if now the carbon is a carbon shlomim, and the only issue here was an outside issue, an external disqualification, that it was slaughtered after carbon tamid, in such a case, the halacha ought not to be that yisarif miyad, ibet tzura boy, you have to wait for ibet tzura. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, zeh klal, the rule is, the kosher psula begufoy, whenever the disqualification is an inherent disqualification, via the halacha is, yisarif miyad, it should be burnt immediately. But if the concern is bedam, Let's say you shechted the animal and all of the blood spilled onto the floor, and there was no, and therefore you couldn't, there was no kabbal stamped on, or bebalim, or there was a disqualification in the owner. Like we've been learning that the owners passed away, the owners became tamei, the owners unregistered. The halacha is tu betzurasoi. We don't just burn it immediately. We have to wait for ibetzura, and in the morning, after it has ibetzura, yetzil beis asreifa. That's when we burn it. So now, obviously, this Tana is of the opinion that you have to have akira to make it into a carbon shlamim. Since there was no akira here, so it still retains the name of a carbon pesach. And since it retains the name of a carbon pesach, which was brought in the wrong way, that's why it's a psula begufoy. And since it's a psula begufoy, now we can understand yisarif. But if we're saying Rav Huna in the name of Rav, that any carbon doesn't require akira, it automatically reverts into the other status. The oshem automatically becomes an oila. The pesach automatically becomes a shlomim. Then why does the brisa say that if this story happened during the weekday, it should yisarif miyad, the locha it should be tana b'tzura? Ella says the Gemara that Rav will indeed hold it has to have an akira, and the animal that was designated as a carbon asham cannot be brought as an oila until you say it's an oila. V'loy tema, and don't explain what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, shachta stam, that if you take this animal that was originally designated as a carbon asham, which now cannot be brought as a carbon asham, it automatically kosh l'shem oila, it could automatically be used as an oila. El ema, shachta l'shem oila, that you expressly designated that should be an oila, and that's why it's kosher. Because we see now just the opposite that we learned till now. By akira, if you have an animal that was designated for one type of carbon, and now it cannot be used for that purpose, it can't, and the halacha tells you to use it for a different purpose. Yes, the halacha tells us to use it, tells us to use the oshem for an oila. Yes, the Torah tells us to use the pesach for a shlomim, but only if we expressly designate it for that point. And therefore, a carbon pesach that once shechted, and then we discovered that the owners died, or became tamei, or unregistered, then since the person never took away the designation that this animal is a carbon pesach, so it becomes a psul begufoy. It's an inherent psul, and therefore, since it's an inherent psul, yisarif miyad, it should be immediately burnt. We learned earlier in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, if somebody shechs a carbon pesach during Chol HaMoed, when he has chametz in his possession, according to Reb Shimon, if he brought it as a carbon pesach, so it's not a good carbon. There is no carbon pesach during Chol HaMoed, and therefore he's not over the lav of lo sishchet a chametz dam zivchi, because the carbon is inherently disqualified. But if he shechted it l'shem shlomim, which is what we're learning, a pesach, an animal designated as a carbon pesach after erev pesach is supposed to be a shlomim, so there he brought it properly. Shachta shloi l'shma, shachta for carbon shlomim. He brought it what the Torah wants it to do, and therefore you'll be over the lav of the sishchel chametz dam zivchi. The Gemara on Daf Samach Dalet Amar Aleph in discussing this halacha says if you shechted in a Chol HaMoed, not with the mind that it should be a carbon pesach, nor in mind that it's a carbon shlomim, you shechted it stam. What is the halacha? The halacha is that you won't be over l'sishchel al chametz dam zivchi, because from there we wanted to see, the Gemara says, that you have to have an akira. You have to make it into a shlomim. And if it's stam, you didn't make it into a shlomim, and therefore it's not considered a shlomim, and therefore it's still considered a carbon pesach. And since it's considered a carbon pesach that you shecht in a Chol HaMoed, it's a pasul of carbon. If it's a pasul of carbon, you're not over the lav of lo sishchel chametz dam zivchi, says the Gemara. But so from there we had a raya that at tzarech akira, you need to officially, explicitly designate it as a carbon shlomim. But the Gemara said, that didn't want to agree that you need to have a kira, says that there we're speaking nizikum mechibur of amri. They explained that it's talking about a case kigun shahayu balam tamei mesim, that the owners of this animal were tamei, that they know that they're going to need this animal for Pesach Sheni. So therefore, since they're saving this animal to be brought as the carbon Pesach Sheni, therefore the halacha is that you need an akira. Under normal circumstances, you don't need a kira. That's why, in this specific case that we just described, who to buy a kira? A kira is necessary. Haba Amma, under other circumstances, loy buy a kira. So we see that he clearly holds that a kira is not required. So how are we going to explain the brisa that says that a carbon Pesach that the owners became tamei meis, or they not unregistered, that it should be sarf miyad? It's a shlomim, and the halacha should be it has a outside disqualification that you're bringing it after the carbon. But when there's an outside a disqualification, the halacha is not yisarf miyat, not that it should be burnt immediately, rather the halacha is tu betzura. Yet we learned in the Braisa the yisarf miyat. El Amar Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, we go back. The halacha, Rav's opinion is that akira is not required. And therefore, we go back to what we learned earlier, that if you had a carbon asham, the animal, that was designated as a carbon asham, which can no longer be used as a carbon asham, it can be automatically used without designating it as a carbon oila, as a carbon oila. If that's the case, why is the halacha yisarf miyad? But my skinan, we're speaking about a situation, kigoin hifrish koinim chatzois, somebody from the group, a shlich of the group, took the animal that they want to use for carbon Pesach before chatzos, or mesu balim achatzos, but the owners passed away after chatzos. So what is the status of this animal? Davalei, when chatzos comes, that's the zman for that krovus carbon Pesach. When chatzos came, it was nero. It was an animal that could have been used for carbon Pesach. And then afterwards, before it was actually ever brought as a carbon Pesach, all the owners passed away. And all the owners became tamei. So that is a situation of nira, where it could have been used as a carbon Pesach, for nitcha, and then it became disqualified. And the halacha, in such a case, the kol nira v'nitcha, if at one point it was usable and then it became disqualified, shuv ein achoz of nira. It becomes permanently disqualified. So therefore, since it becomes permanently disqualified, so it's a psul begufay. It's an inherent disqualification in this carbon. Since it's an inherent disqualification in this carbon, as we said before, whenever the psul is a psul begufay, yisarf miyad, it should be burnt immediately. That's why the brisa, even though it doesn't require that the animal should have an akira that to make into a shlamim, it's still psul begufay for this reason. Ask the Gemara, midu tama. Who is Rav Huna coming to explain? He's coming to explain that when the Braisa said Yisarif Miyad, it should be consistent with the opinion of Rav. But Rav's opinion is, throughout Shas, the Baal Chaim and the Dochim, a live animal can never become inherently disqualified. So you're saying that the inherent disqualification of this animal was because after the chatzos it was nira, it was usable as a Karm Pesach, and then nitcha became disqualified. Rav doesn't subscribe to that concept. So now we're back to our original question. A Karm Pesach, whose owner died, the halacha is that it becomes a shlomim. And if it becomes a shlomim, the disqualification is an external disqualification that you brought it after the Tamid Shebein Abayim. So the halacha ought to be tu betzura, not yisarf miyad. Says the Gemara, El Amar Papa, Rav still will hold that there's no need for akira. And therefore the Karm Pesach's owners who died or became tamei or unregistered automatically becomes a shlomim. So if that's the case, why is the halacha that if you brought it on Erev Pesach, Yisarif Miyad? Ha mani, Rebbe Lezer de Omar, V'kein ha-shoichet If somebody shechts an animal for other purposes, shechet acherim, animals that were brought, were designated for a different purpose, and you shechted it l'shem Pesach, posel. It's a psul beguf. Davalei psul begufay. Because he's learning a new chiddush. That anybody who shechts a shlomim l'shem Pesach, it's considered a psul begufay. And since it's considered psul begufay, the halach is yisarif miyad. But ask the Gemara, irav lezehi, if following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, which whose opinion we learned in our Mishnah, that if you shechted on Shabbos a carbon, and then you discover that that this wasn't a valid carbon Pesach, the owners died or became tamei or whatever, Rabbi Lezer chatas namachayiv. Rabbi Lezer would hold that Yechayiv come chatas for doing this. The lesser Rabbi Lezer doesn't subscribe to the concept of Tavid Vamitzvah's potter. He holds that even Tavid Vamitzvah, he has an obligation to do the mitzvah, still he's chayiv chatas. And therefore, the halach ought to be that a shoychet shlomim l'shem chatas, shchitas psula, he should have a chayiv chatas. And here it says there's no chayiv chatas. Because how can we say it's foul? So the Tan of our Mishnah is obviously not following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. So how can we say that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer? El Tergma, Rabbi Yosef Reider of Salah Chassid, the Kamed Rapapa, Hamani, who does this Brisa follow? It follows the opinion of, because the Brisa, just to help understand what we just said, the Brisa is a continuation of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was not passing like Rabbi Lezer. Says the Gemara, Hamani Yosef Chanoihi, the Tan Yosef Chanina Omer, Hanashchotim, all types of kabbonis that were brought l'shem Pesach, on Erev Pesach, all types of kabbonis that were brought all year round, l'shem chatas psulim, they're inherently possible. Alma, obviously his opinion is that shechting a carbon Pesach for a different purpose, shechting a different carbon for Pesach is a psul begufahu. Shemhochi, and that's what halacha is, yisarf miyad. But regarding what would be if this would have happened on Shabbos, there he agrees with Rabbi Shua that you're not chayiv chatas because he holds that he's a Torah b'dvar mitzvah. So now everything works perfect. The Mishnah that says that under such circumstances you'll be potter from karmen chatas, it will not be considered a chil Shabbos, is following the opinion of Rabbi Shua that holds Torah b'dvar mitzvah. And the Gemara is saying, Yosef ben Chanoi can agree with Rabbi Shua in the question of Torah b'dvar mitzvah, but he will also hold that a carbon that is not a carbon Pesach, that's brought as a carbon Pesach, is psula begufoy. And since it's psula begufoy, the halacha is yisarif miyad. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says that Rav, who says that a carbon osham that cannot be used as a carbon Osham automatically becomes a carbon oila, as long as we learned earlier, it was nitaluria, indeed is of the opinion that there's no need for a kira. He holds Kribshah b'noi shab yachim ben broika. The Tanya, Rishma b'noi shab yachim ben broika, Omer, im yesh shos b'yoim. And if Erev Pesach came on Shabbos, and this time during the day, Leda, where the owner could find, the shaykhid could find out, and mashchu, if the owners are still registered, or Mesu if they passed away, or Shanitva if they became Tamei, and he didn't check for Chayiv, his Chayiv Chatas, and the Tubet Surasoi, and the Aloch is that it requires Tubet Surasoi, the Yoitzel Beis Sreifa. So now explains the Gemara, Rav Shmuel ben Noach, Rav Yochman Breker's opinion. Why is the Halacha that it should not be burnt immediately? Lab Mishum de Labaya Kira. It's because it doesn't have to be made into carbon shlomim. It automatically becomes a carbon shlomim. And therefore, the entire disqualification of this carbon is, if it was brought during the weekday, is that it was brought after the carbon tamat shebein abayim, which is not a psula begufay. And since it's not a psula begufay, it's ubetsura. And indeed, Rav will not agree with the Brisa that says that it should be burnt immediately. He'll indeed hold like Rabbi Shmuel that it should be Ubetsura. Ask the Gemara, Mamai, who says that that's the reasoning for Rabbi Shmuel, that it holds that it doesn't require Kira? Dilma, maybe he agrees, Mishum the Savlok Katana de Bei Rabbi Baravu, he holds like what was taught in the Yeshiva Rabbi Avu, the Amar Filo Pigel, where carbon, that's Pigel, where the carbon requires, where it's certainly a psula begufoy, the Kainan Machshavas Pigel, you can't have a bigger inherent psul, always requires Ibitsura, the Yalif, because he learns of an oven Menoisa. Just like by Noiser, the Halacha is it only becomes Noiser in the morning. So Noiser, by definition, is always burnt after Ibitsura. That's why we're learning with Rashi's Pshat, that Ibitsura means Lina. So Rabbi Yishmael says, there's never an option of Yisarif Miyad. But that has nothing to do with what Rav is discussing about Akira or not. Dilai Teimahachi, and if you won't say that an animal doesn't, you'll explain, because he holds that there is no need for Akira. So then we have a question. Nitmu Balam, if the owners became Tomei, that the halacha is that they have to bring a Karmen Sheni. And this animal that they Pesach Sheni, and this animal that they designated for Pesach, this animal that they designated for Karban Pesach, doesn't become Shlomim. My Ekelamemer, why would Rabbi Shmuel hold that it requires Ibitsura? Havadi by Akira, it has to be made into a Shlomim, and if it wasn't made into a Shlomim, of course it's a Psul Begufoy. Dom Rav Chiba Gam, the Nizrik Mepi Chabura, Kugon Shabbat, as they explained that Mishnah Daf Samach Dalid, that's talking about a case, Shoyabal and Tamei Meis, Venitzel Pesach Sheni. So since Rav Shmuel Benoit Shabbat Yochman Broika spoke about the case where the owners unregistered or passed away or became Tamei, it seems that all of the cases have the same din. And all the cases, just like when the owners became Tamei, it's certainly Psul Begufoy. Similarly, when it's a Psul Machmas Dover Acher, Mishri Yudecho Omesu, the halacha requires Ibitsura. And what's the reason? Because he learns from Noiser and has nothing to do with Akira or not Akira. So trying to say that Rav is following the opinion of Shmuel, who doesn't require Akira, Shmuel is not reflecting on that halacha. El machvarta, how was me explained? Like Rav Yosef Reid of Salach Sida said, the Shmuel ben Noach Rav Yochanan holds that any carbon that has psula begufoy requires ibitsura, and the Bryce that says that a carbon Pesach that was brought, and then you discovered that it was disqualified, the halacha Yisarif Miyad is following the opinion of Yosef Bechanehi that holds that it automatically becomes a Karban Shlomim. You don't have to have an Akira, and therefore, since it's automatically a Karban Shlomim, and you brought it L'Shem Pesach, it's Psula Begufoy, and therefore it requires Yisarif Miyad, and there is no need for Ibitsura, and we clearly have an opinion that holds that a Karban that can't be used for its original designation ain't Tzorich Akira. Hanrulach El Dvarim, Hanrulach El Dvarim, Hanrulach Elu Dvarim.